Nutmeg Radio.
Lauren and Nadia.
Nutmeg.
You are tuning in to Nutmeg Radio.
Welcome back to Nutmeg Radio. This is officially season 3 and a slightly different format today because Lauren actually helped me, you may or may not have already had the replay, record the Masterclass Goddess over the weekend, and we decided that it would be the perfect way for Nutmeg to enter 2023 and also come back on the airwaves after a little bit of a hiatus. Both Lauren and I have had quite a lot going on in the last few months, which has meant that we've been a little bit quiet on here, and now we're back and refreshed and some might say better than ever. So we thought we would bring you this recording as a really good way to kind of burst onto the scene in 2023 and give you a taste of what the energy of Nutmeg going forward is going to be like. Apologies, the sound quality in this recording isn't at its kind of usual standard because we had a few technical difficulties with the masterclass, so bear with us on that front. Another thing to mention that in this episode there is a meditation and it takes part at about the 32 minute mark. Therefore, be smart about it and don't listen to this one perhaps while driving, or maybe just turn it off once you get to the meditation part. As always, we hope you enjoy the episode and feel free to reach out with anything that came up for you during this episode, including the meditation.
All right. Okay, so as you can probably tell, I have an additional person with me today. Lauren. For those of you that don't know Lauren, she is probably my best friend at this point in time, I would say.
Safe to say.
But we also have the podcast Nutmeg Radio together. And Loz is a Kundalini queen. And so she was staying at mine and we just decided, because there's been a few different things happening in the mix, that she was going to join us for this. So, yeah. Love that, because we've got, yeah, a couple of little surprises to come. So I guess in terms of an intention here, we are going to, and, you know, why Lauren's here as well is she's been on a very similar journey to me. And it was, I think, last night or maybe the night before where we were talking about, she was showing me a picture that she had channeled from her meditation, which was basically, you know, her meeting her goddess self. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly the same as kind of like how I see it, just through kind of a different lens, I guess you could say. So I feel like it's really beneficial to have, yeah, us both here, seeing as though we've been through a very, very similar journey. And, kind of have different ways of viewing things, but are on a similar wavelength. So it's going to be a little bit more conversational than I originally anticipated. But yeah, I'm excited. And yeah, let us know if you've got any questions, and we should get to them. I'm also going to do like a little bit of a meditation invocation style of a thing that should take about 20 minutes. So for that, just make sure that you're somewhere comfortable and quiet so that you're not going to be disrupted. But I'll let you know once we get into that. So to kick it off, I feel like, yeah, it's, the word goddess was like there's a lot of words that I have in the past not really gelled with, because I've just found that they've been really kind of overused and they feel very like cliche. And the word goddess is definitely one of those, specifically in like the spiritual space. And I feel like you probably know what I mean. There's just like a lot of people out there kind of brandishing the word around, and to me it's something very, I mean, you could spend hours upon hours talking about all of the different goddesses. But essentially, what we're looking at here today is like your goddess. So you could look at it, like, would you look at it as your, like, your higher self?
Yeah.
I would too, but I feel like the word higher self doesn't even do it justice.
Yeah, it's almost further up the
stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good way to put it.
Yeah. It's kind of a stream. And so, yeah, I avoided it. And then it wasn't until I started working with the goddess Babylon, who I was going to do a Babylon invocation today, but she is quite the energy to work with. And I feel like if you're kind of not ready to dip into that space, it could be quite hectic, because she's the goddess, she's of love and war at the same time. And the interesting thing about goddesses as well is what I've come to know is that they all have a light and a dark side. And I think that's very true for humans. And that's why I think for me, extensive shadow work has been really key in being able to access that, because you realize that all of you, like, once you start to like encompass your entire being, that's when you start to really step into this place of like your full embodiment of like embodying the goddess that is you. And so the reason that I didn't decide to work with Babylon is that she loves being worked with. She really enjoys people paying her attention. And I feel like she's probably not spoken about a lot. You know, you hear a lot about maybe like Lakshmi or a lot of the Hindu goddesses or the Greek goddesses. But Babylon isn't somebody who is widely spoken about. But anyway, she is the deity that I started to work with probably about 2 months ago. So not even that long ago, maybe 3 months ago. And it was this kind of tipping point moment where she showed up in my life really quickly. And I started to see, you know, her everywhere, essentially, like she's represented by the number 7 and the color red. And yeah, there were just elements of her showing up in my dream space. And yeah, it was quite exciting. And I still didn't really know where the journey was headed. And it wasn't until I was doing a really, really intense like shadow type session just before Christmas, where I really had this kind of very intense experience of meeting my own goddess. It's like I was meeting her, but I was her. And ever since then, I've really not looked at life the same. Would you say that that's been true for you?
Definitely. It's like a word that is hard to grasp it, but I think it's like something that you have to get there. It's not something that happens overnight. It's a process of breaking yourself apart to put yourself back together, to then get in touch with like what the purpose is of you being here on this planet, dealing with the light and the dark, the polarity of it all. Because if you can't handle the dark, then you're not going to be able to step further into your light. And the light comes from the goddess.
Yeah,
you know,
basically. Well said. So yeah, that's kind of where this whole workshop kind of stemmed from, was like just really seeing this kind of having this profound experience, but then really seeing what it actually takes to honor that on a daily basis. Because I think that was one thing that became very clear to me, was that the goddess expects a certain form of excellence from you as the person that's embodying her. And I don't mean that in terms of like you've got to be perfect about things, or you can't like fuck things up, or you can't be messy. I mean it in more of a, your decisions come from a place of, I want to say the word pristine. So it's like your boundaries have got to be super tight and firm and like in lock. And you, yeah, you kind of need to be making decisions from this place of, am I making this from like my goddess self, or am I making this from like my just subconscious patternings and programmings and kind of, I don't want to say lower self, but shadow self, I guess you could say. And once you kind of step into that space of acknowledging her and choosing to walk that path, nothing else is going to really cut the mustard anymore. It's like you kind of, there's no excuse anymore for like your own poor behavior towards yourself, essentially. So I kind of see it as being a, like once you kind of get in that slipstream, as being a very kind of fast way to get where you want to go, because all of a sudden the bullshit kind of dissolves and you're just left with, okay, what is the right decision for me? Taking out, like, realizing that if you're making the right decision for you, that it's going to be the right decision for everyone else as well. Because yeah, without going into the full like spiritual procession of essentially we all come from the same place. We are all God. We are all goddesses. We all come from the same energy and we all individuate as humans and we have different energies that we bring to contribute in this lifetime. And I feel like with any personal development journey, that's what you're wanting to get back to. It's kind of like your purpose in life, like what you came, like, and it doesn't even have to be related to a business or a career. It's just what you came here, the specific energies that you came here to emit in this lifetime and to be, and what you came here to experience as well. So it feels like the goddess dance is very much, I wrote this down last night because it was channeling through, but it feels like once you start to step into that space, it's you're really learning to dance the dance of life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really learning to see where there's like resistance, because I think a lot of people avoid resistance. So say you've got resistance, like everyone usually has some resistance to working out. But once you work out, no one ever regrets it, right? Unless you injure yourself. So it's a similar thing of really being able to tune into, okay, where am I experiencing resistance? And if you don't know what I mean by resistance, then fear is another one. So resistance is probably just like a emotionally lighter version of fear, but it's essentially somewhere where energetically you're like, oh, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that thing, but I know I need to. So it's really learning to effectively dance that dance in the most aligned way possible for you. So like really stepping into that space of resistance, and it's going to come up like pretty much on a daily basis essentially, but learning to step into it day after day after day until it just becomes your reality. Like that's just the way that you operate, is from the space of I want to get to the end of the day and feel like going to bed feeling good about all of the decisions that I made today. And again, not from a place of like beating yourself up if you didn't tick off all of the things on your to-do list. And it really isn't about a to-do list either. It's not about like the structural like do X, Y, and Z. It's very much comes from the body. Like that's where all of your decisions are going to come from, because the goddess is the body essentially. And yeah, the more that you can kind of tune out all of this like mental, like, because the mind is always going to have a million different truths. Like there's never a truth in the mind, because there's always going to be different stories and different sides of stories and different beliefs popping in. But when it comes to the body, it always tells the truth. And yeah, it's like following that. So it's like, even, you know, to use yesterday as an example, I had a heap of things that I was supposed to do. And then I just reached a certain point in the afternoon, I just hit a wall. And I was like, I need to go and have a sleep. And there was every part of me that was like, no, you shouldn't be sleeping right now. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. You should be doing this. And it's like, well, no, I need to sleep. And it's like incredible, because after I had that sleep and I just honored my body, I didn't even sleep. It was just like a light nap sort of a thing. It was just a rest. All of this like fresh inspiration kind of came forward. So I was able to work in a way that was way more aligned and actually get more kind of done in that fashion. So I guess if you could even look at it as kind of breaking away from, like, while I'm all about the masculine, it's like really stepping into the feminine. And it's not an easy place to step into. Like, people make it sound like a really easy place, but it isn't, because there's so much unknown there. There's so much trust that's required there. So it really, yeah, I think takes having that full sense of trust in yourself. And I think to really have that, you kind of have to have an experience of the goddess.
Yeah. Like, what I've kind of leaned into around the word god and goddess, because it used to trigger me so much, is kind of breaking that down. So I look at the word god as like generational, kind of like it's the start, and then you've got order, and then you've got destruction. So it's like your generation from like the god spark of creativity and like where we all come from, but it's also like within yourself is like generating like an idea or a plan, and then it's creating order around that, and then destruction, whereas like you're kind of destructing the normal path of maybe you just sit on the couch at night and not do anything, but actually my goddess wants me to do like 10 minutes of meditation. It doesn't have to be a big thing, but it's like breaking the old patterns that you know that your higher self, your goddess self, is like really deep down like niggling at you, like you should not be doing this right now, and figuring out what that feels like in your body, whether it's actually like an aligned move. And a way that I just actually had in my meditation this morning come in was like visually picturing what I look like as my goddess self, like what that feels like, what that looks like. I'm a very visual person, so for me it's quite easy for me to dip into that, but I know you're like an embodiment person, so it's like either visualizing it or feeling what that looks like, feels like to be your goddess self, and then almost like creating a dance with you and her. And I saw myself this morning just like leaning into the resistance of things that I didn't really want to be doing or whatever, and then creating a bit of fun with it and like dancing with her in that moment to be like, all right, this is what you want. I really can't be bothered doing that, or that's not really what I feel like doing, but we're just going to do this little dance. It's going to feel good. You create this like energy around it that doesn't need to be in the physical. It's out there in your mind, in your imagination, in your journaling, like however it works for you, to actually be able to like pull that into a way where you don't have to be in that position at this point in time, but you've like acknowledged that she's there, you do a little dance with her, and you start the process. I think that's like how I found an easier way to kind of grasp that, when it sounds like a really big thing, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, it really doesn't have to be. It could be as easy as like, you need to drink more water,
you know? Which is what I'm needing to do.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I think in like really plain terms, even if you kind of take all of like the spiritual elements out of it, which I quite enjoy doing, is like, I'm clearly quite a spiritual person, but I quite enjoy like looking at things from a real kind of like normie perspective, I guess you could say. Of like, yeah, what is it that you're actually doing here? And I feel like when you start having this relationship with your goddess, and once you really make that connection, you see yourself in a very different light. So all of a sudden, you're changing your own identity. And a lot of my work is really based on identity work, like really changing things. Because if you look at, and I've spoken about this before, but if you look at kind of the, I guess it's like a triangle of where your kind of your life comes from. So if you look at the bottom layer of like your, the results that you have in your life. So this is like your relationships, everything that's kind of like physically showing up in your life. So that is affected by your actions. Your actions are then affected by your thoughts and emotions, and your thoughts and emotions are then subsequently affected by your identity. So your identity feeds into your thoughts and emotions, which essentially affects your actions, and which affects the results or your physical world that you're kind of seeing. And I think that for me, you know, there's a lot of different techniques out there that work on targeting the kind of thoughts and emotions piece, but it's kind of a slow way to do things. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of like affirmations, or even if it's just kind of like meditation or kind of lighter style of things, it still just kind of affects the thoughts and emotions, which are still getting fed by your identity, which has been built up over the years. So it's kind of like the slower route, I guess you could say. But when you go straight to the source, which is your identity, you just get this automatic kind of flow-on effect. Mm-hmm. It's like less, it feels like, even if it feels like a little bit of work to get there initially, less work eventually, because eventually all of your actions are going to reflect what you want them to be reflecting anyway. So there's a point where it's no longer like hard work to kind of do the things that you want to do. It's just, it just is. It's just part of your habit. It's just part of your being. And I feel like for me, that's what that does.
Mm-hmm.
It changes your experience of yourself. And when you change your experience of yourself, everything else around it can't not shift
mm-hmm.
into the way kind of that you want it to be, essentially.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like, it's just, what's the time? 11:24. Does anyone have any questions?
I've got a question.
Sure.
I was thinking about when you were talking about resistance, and you were saying, like, obviously there's always things that we have resistance around, like things that we have to do but we don't necessarily want to do with them. And there's, you know, a whole lot of different things that people might use to cope or numb themselves to get through the day or do the things that they don't want to do. What are some tips or tactics that you might have to deal with the things that you don't want to do and you have resistance but you have to do them? How can we sort of use our goddess selves to, I don't know, call on her to help us get through those things that we don't necessarily want to do or have resistance around?
Yeah, good question. So I feel like it is important to say, like, there are going to be things that, you know, you're going to have bad resistance to, which is like, you actually shouldn't be doing those things, even though you think you should be. So it's like determining the difference between that. But I think for the most part, most of us know the difference between that, between something that's like, oh, I know I need to be doing this, but I, ugh. And I think that the best way that I have been able to tackle it for myself is I will usually, and I'll walk us through it when we're doing the little meditational piece. But essentially what I'll do is I'll feel the resistance to whatever it is, and then I will just sit in it for a little while. So it's like, just sit in that for a little while and see what is there, like what is wanting to come up. Essentially, what usually happens for me is that there's some little piece of me that wants to be acknowledged in that moment, that doesn't feel good enough to be doing whatever it is for whatever reason, or, you know, name the lists of things. Like, it can be anything that like crops up. That's usually my go-to, is like, if I'm feeling a lot of resistance to something, I will take myself to go and do it. But in order to like do it in a way that feels good. So for example, I do a lot of content creation, and oftentimes I have a lot of resistance to doing that. So my process would be like, I sit down at my laptop and then I'm like, all right. And I kind of go into a little bit of a meditative space, and I'm like, what have you got for me? Like, what is it? Why am I having to do this dance again, even though I've been creating content now for like 2 years? And I mean, it doesn't always happen for me. Sometimes things just happen really easily. But when I'm like really wanting to sit down to create something specifically, and usually it'll be, yeah, there's just some things that want to come up for me to just witness them. And usually at this point in time, it's enough for me to just witness it, feel it, and it moves on. And it's a process that usually takes me a couple of minutes. What would you normally do?
Yeah, so when I get resistance, I kind of need to set myself a deadline, because I find that I operate really well under a deadline capacity. So if I'm like, I have always so much resistance to doing my bloody accounting. Anyway, so I will literally set a deadline, like I need to have all my accounting done by this, like this time on this day. So what I'll do is like, I'll almost set the intention, because I do a lot of Kundalini yoga, and that really helps me like break through a lot of like these things. And so it's kind of like scrambling the mind a little bit. So I'll set a deadline, and then I'll also give myself a little like reward in there, just so that it doesn't have to be this real like, thing. And so then I find, like I'll get into it as well in a bit of a meditative space and set the intention, like I'm going to do this today, and that is what it is. And then that little dance comes, and it's like the little fuckery starts to begin. Yeah. And it's for me, what I've learned is to just turn it into like a game somehow, and like kind of mind fuck yourself a little bit, just to feel like, you know, that the reward on the other side of that is like, it's like when you go for a run, you don't want to go for a run, but afterwards you feel so good. Like the euphoria hits, like the way that you feel like you've accomplished something. So it's almost like tapping into the end feeling and knowing like that is actually the purpose of like why you're doing it, is to get to that point, just to feel good because you've accomplished something. So yeah, I like to, it's a Japanese word called Kaizen. And it basically means it's like one tiny little step. So instead of being like, oh my God, I've got to do like all of this stuff by this time, I'll just Kaizen it, and I'll like open my accounting software, and I'll go in, and maybe I'll just see like, you know, where things are at. And then I'll be like, all right, well, I'm in here now. And then it'll be one tiny little thing, and then one tiny little thing. And then all of a sudden, after you've done like that one tiny little thing that actually doesn't feel bad, literally like opening the program, or putting on the gym clothes, or I don't know, having that glass of water there. You don't have to drink it, but it's there. It's just taking that one little step opens that slipstream, so that then you get into it and you feel that actually like you have the power here. It's not your emotional state, the negative mind coming in, like all of the like the stuff to try and keep you small. Like when you think about it, the reason why that's there is because we're in this like matrix mentality where the collective consciousness is not expanded enough at this space where like people like us on this call now and who listen to our podcast are like ready to jump into that. It's hard to do that when you're by yourself. And that's why like a group like this or any community that's in this space is so important, because it helps you like gain momentum to actually like break out of that. So the best way to do it is literally to Kaizen it, and it's K-A-I-Z-E-N if you want to look it up or whatever, but it's a Japanese sort of martial arts way. And yeah, their kind of mentality behind it is just to start really small and start with one little thing, and then you open the slipstream, and then you can get into it, and then it becomes really easy, and then the resistance goes. So that's kind of, yeah, that's my take on it.
Yeah, actually another thing that I was recommended by a mentor not so long ago, and I think it does actually work, especially for niggly stuff like that, is like, say you have a practice in the morning where you write down all the things that you need to do. I mean, I know, T, that you're obviously self-employed, so you probably have like a list of things that you've got to do. As part of that practice, it doesn't even need to take a long time, but like watch yourself doing it like close your eyes and like in your mind's eye, watch yourself doing whatever it is, whether it's your accounting or whatever, but like see it for what it is, but see it like surround yourself in like butterflies and rainbows and like a good time. So like put a positive energy around it, and that also can help to like remove the heaviness that sometimes when they're things that we genuinely don't really want to be doing, puts us, like you say, more into like a neutral space when we actually go to do it, so that it creates like new patterns within the psyche.
And it's kind of a vibe, really, I think, because if you didn't have the resistance, if you find it harder to figure out like where the next step forward is, because like if you stay safe and comfortable in your like little bubble of like, oh, it's nice and cushy here, it's like if you don't have that resistance to push your nervous system to like allow you to expand, you wouldn't actually know which way the right path was. So like if you can almost twist your mind around that, and when you have the resistance, that's a good feeling because you know that it's for your goddess self. It's actually a real vibe. So like Nadia and I, when we actually get resistance, we get excited about it now. We're like, ooh, like we're stepping into this zone. It's like learning to just change the narrative is quite important, I think.
Yeah, and it is. Like if you can switch that thing in your mind of like, oh, I've got so much resistance to doing this, like, oh, to like, this is kind of exciting, then it does kind of shift the whole experience of it, and I think moves things along so much quicker too. All of a sudden you don't have resistance to it anymore. So yeah, that's a really good question. Thank you. So did you want to
thanks for the answer? I really appreciate that. I'm going to practice this tomorrow.
Yeah, but let us know how you get on. Does anyone else have anything before we kind of dip into a little bit of midi? Cool. All right, so if you just want to get yourselves comfortable, just lift this up here. You can lie down, sit down cross-legged, whatever feels best for you, wherever you can kind of, I guess, feel the most relaxed. I'll just give you a moment to get there. And when you're ready, just gently closing down the eyes. I want you to start taking some really long, deep breaths. So imagine that you're breathing, and as you do, you're pulling light in through your entire being, right down to your root. And as you exhale, just allowing that to release, allowing that energy to go wherever it needs to go. But just really consciously focusing on that inhale and pulling that light down into your root. And exhale, long and slow. Inhaling, pulling that energy down. And exhaling. And one more time, inhaling really deep. And exhaling. And just allow your breath now to return to a natural rhythm. So you're not trying to force it to do anything in particular. Just allowing yourself to breathe. as you do, with no pressure, no tension, no forcing on the breath at all, just noticing where your breath comes from. Just placing your focus on the desire to inhale. Noticing that the more you relax, the more you see the breath just does its thing automatically without your mind needing to be involved. With this awareness, just having curiosity, curiosity about this automatic feeling, of needing to either inhale or exhale. Bringing your awareness to your entire body. Noticing again where you might have any tension, and just consciously allowing yourself to let that go. Now just bringing to your mind, your mind's eye, something that you really want. Maybe it's a particular lifestyle, or a change in a relationship dynamic, whatever it is, just something that you know in your heart of hearts that you really want. Just see yourself in that place now. Just as you sit there with this dream or this goal in mind, noticing what comes up around that. Not trying to push anything away. And just taking on whatever's coming up right now. Goodbye. Maybe it's a part of yourself that thinks it's not possible. Or thinks you can't because of X, Y, Z. Just noticing whatever wants to come to the surface. Knowing that whatever it is you've just brought into the light right now, is on its way out. Now just taking a deep breath. And also allowing your body and your subconscious to show you where you are feeling resistance right now. Just seeing again if there's any reasons specifically for this resistance. And if there isn't, just placing a little bit of excitement in this resistance. Knowing that when you push through it, you're forging a new way. Just bringing your awareness again back to your entire body. Just asking yourself, where are you denying your body? What's something that you know you need to do, but you're not doing it? you bring your right hand to your heart space, wherever that feels intuitively to you. Feeling your hand on your heart space. Feeling your heartbeat. Firstly, having so much gratitude towards yourself for showing up for yourself today. For really wanting to do better for yourself. And if it feels good for you, and you feel like you're ready to do this, and you'll intuitively know, taking a pledge. Taking a pledge to the goddess. Maybe you can see her. Maybe you can feel her. And with your hand on your heart, taking a pledge to honor her. Just asking if there's anything else she would like you to know. And then bringing your awareness back to your natural breath. Back to that curiosity. Of where that breath comes from. What is it that's driving your need to breathe? When you're ready, just slowly returning into your space. Gently moving the body. And as you flip open your eyes, just taking a look around the room. just do give it a moment for you to come back to space. Oh, I'm so trippy. It was trippy. Love it. Okay. Does anyone have anything that they'd like to share? Or any questions?
I was really feeling you ladies, though. I could seriously feel it. I was like almost like hovering over you all at a certain point, and I could see this, like, you all had this like desire to connect. It was really cool to like witness that. And at one point I could just feel myself almost like pulling. There was like this like kind of like a shady little shadow over the whole thing, like a little gray cloud, and I managed to like get that all out of the way, and then there was just all this light coming, and it was like this cloud of just radiant. So I'm intrigued to like see if you guys felt that, because I was doing a little bit of energy clearing like through that for you to like get in there. I started that like on the journey of you taking us into it, and I was kind of doing that for myself, and then all of a sudden it was like, nope, this is for the ladies. And they're doing my little bits for you ladies. So yeah, I wonder if you guys like felt that, or yeah, how that was. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, am I speaking? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was super powerful, and I really felt like there was a lot more going on than just, I felt the power of us doing it together. So perhaps that is what that was. And there was a period where I felt more light coming in, even though I was in a particularly not an easy space myself of the process. But I was really, I loved the feeling of how deeply I could go, how easily deep. And it just has to be the fact that we're all there doing it together, and that you guys are holding that particular space and energy. And I just felt like I got very quickly to the bottom of what was needing to come up for me. That it was an issue that I was aware of, but it came up with some really different and quite deep things that connected, that showed me what else is involved with it. That was really cool, actually. It felt really powerful and really, really useful to help me take a step further toward what I do want to do. I found it a little bit tricky. I couldn't actually really see a goddess. I sort of started, you know, picking out pictures in my head of some of the goddess cards that I've got, thinking, is it her? Like, and yeah. I couldn't really, like, I didn't really get an actual connection to like any one particular goddess, but I got the feeling of more, I guess, saying to myself, okay, yeah, I commit to trying to keeping working on this and wanting to keep pushing through these things. Yeah,
so
it's really cool. Thank you.
Amazing. And I'm really glad that you said that, because I was exactly the same. And I'm not a hugely visual person, although that is happening for me more and more these days. But it isn't necessarily something that happens when you first do it, you know. But there, I feel like for everyone that's here, there's going to be this moment, whenever it is, and you're going to be like, oh, there she is. And it's going to be so epic. So I'm really excited about that. But it is a process of continually, like, one foot in front of the other, one step at a time, walking towards and doing the things that you know you need to do.
Yeah, and I think it's like a feeling. If you can't see it, it's like that feeling in you. And it's not really like trying to find like a certain goddess to tap into. It's kind of coming back to yourself and knowing that actually you are the goddess. You're like a reincarnation of that energy, and there's so many different aspects and realms of the goddess. You know, you've got Lakshmi, who's of abundance, and then you've got, you know, you've got Athena or Venus of love, and there's all these different places. But at the crux of it, we're all the same. It's all us, you know? So yeah. It's like going into the feeling of like, yeah, I mean, when I feel it, it comes in like sort of like that, almost like the butterflies feeling. You can kind of like tap into that. Yeah. And it's like this sort of charging. And when you were speaking just then, Philippa, I had like goosebumps rip up the right side of my body and my masculine side. So yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Like, because what I found in that meditation that I didn't realize it, so my process was about wanting to not be dependent on alcohol and the ways that I use alcohol that aren't healthy for me. And I never knew, and I've had a sore back lately, on and off a lower sore back. And what I didn't ever connect until just now is that it all connects to the issues that I had in my marriage and with my father, and not feeling supported, and then also like kind of packing on weight and fat cells all around, like from waist to down, because I've always felt really shut down in that whole area since my marriage, which I'm not in anymore, and I'm definitely getting through all those issues. But yeah, really interesting, because it was very clearly the masculine energy that was part of why I've set this up, and why I'm holding myself back, and why I keep doing something that I don't want to do. So it gave me some real insights, yeah.
I have goosebumps on my right arm.
I have some on my left arm now. What does that mean?
Yeah, the feminine's coming in. It's good. It's a vibe.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing a heap of work on the masculine high voltage. Like, it's a big, like, both of those energies, whether you're into polarity work or not, there are definitely two polar energies at play in the world. And it just, if we can come into the right relationship and not be resisting and pushing away either, or like blocking either, it does make that connection so much easier. So that's, yeah, all very exciting. Yeah. So yeah, let me know if anyone else has anything they'd like to add. Yeah, thanks for coming in and doing some
energy work.
Loz is actually going to be joining as a guest host on High Voltage now. So I haven't spoken about it in a little while just because I've had a little bit of time off over Christmas and stuff, but it's starting on the 25th, and it's basically 4 months of really deep diving shadow work. And it sounds really gnarly, but once you start doing it, it actually becomes enjoyable. And once that starts happening, it's like, oh, everything in life just starts to shift. And the reason that I decided to bring Loz on was, I mean, for anyone who doesn't kind of know my story, but I started my journey doing Kundalini yoga religiously pretty much every single day for maybe a year or longer. And I felt really good doing it. Like, it just felt like I got lots of energy in the system, but I wasn't really getting it until I started doing it inspired by you after I kind of embarked on this big shadow work journey. And then I got it. It was like, oh, this stuff is really clicking in now, and I'm really, really, really seeing the power of it. And Loz is incredibly talented and incredibly tapped in, and she's like very, she does a lot of like astral healing and work in general. And so you just bring your own kind of like vibe to things. And so we're going to be creating a few like additional, essentially Kundalini classes that are going to be there. It's a really good balance for shadow work, because as you can imagine, sometimes shadow work can get a little bit sticky. Whereas Kundalini like really brings the energy up. So it's like, there's this really nice balance there happening, and I feel like it was kind of, and this really just clicked into place at like the beginning of the week or something as well, where I was like, you need to be in this. So yeah, that's really exciting, and it's going to be like this really nice balance of being able to like know how to, like, I'm kind of seeing it as like weave your own energy. It's all about like giving you the tools. Like this entire course is essentially like a hell of a lot of different tools for you to be able to tap in and like be your own magician. Like that's really the crux of, I feel like, when you bring these two things together, is like you really see how absolutely anything is possible. And it's like it's all just really an internal game at the end of the day, and it's like really giving you all of these tools to just be able to like fully turn that tap on, so you feel very like confident in your magical witchy capacities, whatever word resonates for you the most. I've been feeling magician lately just because it feels kind of fun. Anything, but yeah, that's kind of the real like crux of it. It's like we're doing a lot of shadow work, we're also doing the kundalini, but it's like really getting into the depths of your being and like cracking into your power. So yeah, if you're interested, reach out to me on whatever, Instagram or wherever, and let me know. But yeah, is there anything else that you want to add?
No, sounds good.
You good?
Yeah.
Does anyone else have any questions or anything?
I have one thing. Sure. So I have always been really fascinated with Kundalini and with tantric energy, but I've never really, I've read things here and there and done a bit, but, and I am going to be doing high voltage with you. So obviously I'm excited that I'll be learning a lot of new stuff there. Mm-hmm. But in between now and then, do you have any suggestions of avenues to look at to start getting a bit more of an idea of all of those things?
Kundalini-wise?
No. Yeah. Hmm?
Kundalini-wise?
Yeah. Yeah, just understanding what it is. I mean, I know it's a massive area and I have some basic understandings.
Yeah, I mean... I could probably find like a couple of pieces and then you can have a bit of a pre-read over it. But I guess like to briefly surmise what Kundalini is it's basically you're working with angles and you're working with breath work. So what creates a Kundalini sphere is you have mantras, which is sound healing, music. You have breath work, pranayama, then you have movement, and then you've got meditation. So all of these four parts create this like beautiful sphere where basically you scramble your subconscious mind. So you get through the conscious mind, you scramble your subconscious mind by doing a crazy random set of different movements with breath work, meditations to allow these parts of your shadow to like come to the surface. And it doesn't even need to be like, you don't have to have a rhyme or a reason, or you don't even need to really have anything. It's just this really interesting technology of, yeah, creating like architecture between your energy bodies. And I think like the difference from doing like a flow yoga or a hatha yoga or something like that is it's very like in the physical body. Whereas like Kundalini yoga, you're actually tapping into all of your energy bodies that come out. So yeah, it's a very powerful technology, and it was actually kept secret for like hundreds and hundreds of years because of like the strength behind it. So yeah, when you were talking about kind of like the density that you have and like you're carrying a bit of extra weight, like this is the perfect thing for that, because as like a human race, we're very lower triangle heavy. Like there's a lot of density that sits in our lower half. We're a culture of like sitting down a lot. We're a culture of like probably overeating and just living in a fear state, which is in the lower chakras. So,
and being spiritually disconnected.
And
as
being
well.
Spiritually yeah. completely disconnected. So the beauty of Kundalini is basically moving that more dense energy and that kind of stagnation that we carry from the lower triangle and like pulling it up. And it will really help you like kind of get more into a meditative space easier. It will probably help pull in some visualizations if you're wanting to like get to that place. It's super powerful. But I would say like don't worry too much, because it's really easy to get into. If you've never done it before, it's you just flow with it. It's like an energetic transfer, and it's like if you don't know what the mantras say and la la la, it's not about that. It's actually about like feeling the sound waves and knowing that they hit different parts of your sphere to either like move things or like get you in tune. So yeah, I can send Nadia like a place for you to go and just read a little bit about the history and all of that, but I wouldn't worry about it. It'll just be like on the day, it's, you know, you can get into it. It's not difficult.
Yeah. It's, yeah, and there, I mean, sometimes it can be quite gnarly, but the gnarlier it is, the better, to be honest, because you really start to crack into some deep layers of stuff. But yeah, it's one of those things that they did keep it secret, like a long, long time. And
Hitler actually worked with it.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's very interesting.
But I think a lot of people are like, too focused on the wrong elements of it, and that's definitely where I was for a long time. And I think the person that's teaching you and all of these different things play into it a lot. But yeah, we can even send you some like YouTube recommendations or whatever if you want to have a quick tap in.
That'd be really cool. I'm really into it. I'm fascinated.
Awesome.
You'll love it, I reckon.
Be so cool.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you everyone for choosing to spend your Saturday morning, or if you're Tiana here, your Friday night with us. We really appreciate it. And yeah, I mean, unfortunately, the last bit of that recording cut off, but anyway, the rest of it will be there. Yeah, appreciate you all for being here. Thank you.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, ladies.